Rick Steffen on the air with the featuring, I guess, the featured news and information that you probably need to have an interesting, intelligent day. We'll analyze some of it, and you can too at 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-DOUG. Help yourself. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Ken at DougSteffen.com. Mr. Snowden and the NSA, Kenny, it's all over social media. What have people forgotten at this point, or is there anything to forget?
I don't know if there's anything to forget. Benjamin says that he's on Facebook. He says he's sure that Snowden is seeking asylum in South America. And the rumor that just came across is that he's in Moscow now, due to leave on a flight for Havana within the hour.
Mm-hmm. So would they put him on a commercial flight, or are they just flying him around? How is he getting? I looked at this and I thought to myself, okay, he's not just getting on a plane and sitting in the back of the plane.
No, I can't imagine that he's just, you know, checking into coach on Southwest or whatever the equivalent is out of Moscow. But nobody seems to know exactly what he's doing. Just that the Foreign Ministry of Ecuador and a legal team from WikiLeaks seem to be helping him out.
Ah, good. That's a good pair. 888-302-3684. Mr. Assange and Mr. Snowden, two peas in a pod. And a lot of the things they've done have turned out to be okay. So he's going to Havana. He'll be close. Maybe he'll take one of those rubber tubes and float in. He could get between... In Havana, you can get plastic surgery. They redo your face. The only thing is, he had his passport revoked. So how's he moving around? They give him a... How do you... With no passport... How do you move around?
I have no idea how that works. When they removed the passport, the only international flights you're supposed to be able to get on are ones that take you back to your home country.
Where you came from, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So the National Security Agency, say it again, Doug. There it is. The NSA and Mr. Snowden, the reality is that he's got a lot of splaining to do, but he's not going to have to do it because they'll take him in Ecuador and he'll be fine. What is our relationship with Ecuador? Now, that'd be the next question.
It's strained at best.
It is. Why? What have we done to them?
They just like Venezuela, they just don't like us very much. They don't agree with the way we do things. They say that we're imperialistic and, you know, like they aren't. And they just don't care for the way we run things and the way we do business.
Really? Well, na-na-na-na-na to them. 888-302-3684. Okay, so Snowden's been charged officially with espionage. Hong Kong refused the extradition request because of some technicality, apparently, with Interpol. He traded information to stay safe. So he went to Moscow. From there, he's headed to Ecuador via Cuba, and then he'll fly to Venezuela. He's being helped by people associated with WikiLeaks. And again, I kind of... Isn't that where, by the way, as I'm thinking about it, isn't the WikiLeaks founder is Assange, as we were talking about a few minutes ago? I think he's in Ecuador's foreign ministry, too, isn't he?
He's actually in the Ecuador embassy in London, where he has been for almost a year now.
Mm-hmm.
He's just holed up in there because they'll arrest him as soon as he comes out.
What a horrible way to live your life, though.
Yeah.
You go out and see the birds and the bees, the flowers and the trees, the moon up above, and a thing called love. 888-302-3684. So let's listen to some of the sound. As you know, when this hour of the Good Day program is on the air, we have monitored a lot of the television programs and news talk radio programs over the weekend. Kenny listened in on all of the major, CBS Face the Nation, and Fox News program, ABC's, NBC's, et cetera, et cetera. Bob Schieffer here talking to correspondent Bob Orr and to Major Garrett about the twists and turns that the story has taken over the weekend.
What other weird turn could this thing take? It's like now reports that he's going to other communists, like sort of a tour of communist countries around the world.
Yeah, I don't underestimate the next strange twist. I mean, this movie isn't over yet, Bob. I don't know where it ends. But the reporting out of Moscow, if we can believe that, says either he's headed for Cuba and then ultimately Caracas, Venezuela, or he might be headed to Ecuador. In either case, it's highly problematic for the U.S. The Justice Department has put down charges that include charges under the Espionage Act, and I don't think either of those countries would want to play on that.
And Major Garrett, we had this extradition request to Hong Kong. What happened?
The United States doesn't know what happened. It put together what it said and thought were really good charges that represented everything that we could legally prosecute Edward Snowden for, thought there was an agreement with the Hong Kong authorities after Tom Donilon confirmed to our Mark Noller yesterday that, in fact, we had put this whole process together. The administration let it be known if Hong Kong did not cooperate, it would complicate all of our relationships with Hong Kong and, by extension, China. Well, now, obviously, those relations are complicated, and yet another relationship is now severely tested, that with Russia, because clearly Vladimir Putin is allowing the services of his airport and the various perimeters that are being placed around Edward Snowden to exist in the first place. He's put himself, at least for 24 hours, in the middle of this story.
I think Chuck Schumer, Senator Schumer of New York, said this morning Putin just kind of likes to stick his finger in our eye, and it looks like this, there may be something to that.
I think that's right. I think the problem here, Bob, was that the U.S. Justice Department had to craft charges that would fit under the extradition treaty, charges that would be applicable in Hong Kong. They thought they had a deal, but when we learned on Friday, when they unsealed this, when we learned that the charges were two that were under the Espionage Act, I think some people raised eyebrows saying, will that really fly over there? Because that can be construed, depending on your viewpoint, as a political prosecution. That's not the way the U.S. authorities see it, but if the Hong Kong authorities and the Chinese authorities view that as a political prosecution, then they would stand back and not make the arrest, and apparently that's what happened.
Well, Major, did we drop a stitch here, or did, in fact, the Hong Kong authorities just use a technicality to do what they wanted to do?
It looks right now as if there was a technicality, that there was a lack of an Interpol warrant in addition to the charges rendered by the United States government, and that might have created a seam, a very small seam, in which the Hong Kong authorities could allow themselves to let Edward Snowden get out of there. It's also a belief within the administration that Hong Kong was getting a little wearisome of this whole saga and would have preferred Edward Snowden to get out. He's now gotten out, and it's now somebody else's problem, chiefly the United States.
We understand there may be someone from WikiLeaks. This is a group that helped Julian Assange, traveling with him.
It's the latest extraordinary development here. I mean, this was carefully orchestrated, this escape, if you will, from Hong Kong. Think about what happened here. You have the WikiLeaks attorneys. You have that organization involved in trying to spirit him out of the country. They make arrangements, apparently, to take him through Russia. They go through all those diplomatic channels, and they reach out to the authorities in Ecuador and the authorities in Venezuela, all willing participants in here. But this is quite a scheme. And for this to have happened as an arrest warrant was being requested by the U.S. government is an extraordinary development.
888-302-3684. So, as you can imagine, the continuing saga of Mr. Snowden, pretty much on a lot of people's minds. We'll spend some time talking about that. Immigration is in the focus with a lot of activity over the weekend in that area. And Paula Deen and that saga continues. I don't know whether outrage is the right word to apply to it. Whatever word that you want to apply, you can later on, because we'll talk about her in this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 16 after the hour now.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Here he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Are you ready for hot dogs? Are you ready for some chips and soda?
What got into Mom?
She had surprise points in her Shop Your Way account, so she went to Kmart to get stuff for the 4th of July.
She's pretty excited.
America! Are you ready to grill?
Dad, too.
Yep.
Kmart has everything you need for a great 4th of July, including surprise points for Shop Your Way members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got them. Kmart, it all starts here. Must be a member before 6/17. Points awarded 6/27, expire 7/7, and vary by status and other factors.
Marcia had her grandmother's candy recipe and a dream to turn this tasty treat into a thriving business. And Web.com helped make her dream a reality. Marcia had her website professionally built for free by the experts at Web.com. And Web.com promoted it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
Web.com opened up the world, the nation. They're all my customers now.
Get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days. Free. 855-731-SITE. 855-731-SITE. 855-731-7483. Or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With a bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I can put my money to work.
Find out more about open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work As Hard As I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
888-302-3684, today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. We've started talking about Edward Snowden, Russia not being very cooperative. It looks like, what would somebody say, sticking a pencil in our eye or a finger in our eye. He's obviously trying to avoid any country that might arrest him. And it looks like his travel plans are pretty much, I think, in sync with being able to end up in a place where nobody from America is going to be able to get a hold of him. From Fox News yesterday, Chris Wallace talked to Congressman Senator Lindsey Graham and Congressman Mike Lee about Snowden on the run.
What do you make of Hong Kong authorities allowing Snowden to go? They say that our extradition papers were not in full compliance with their law. And what leverage do we have over Moscow if they decide to let him go to another country?
Well, I'd like to find out why our papers were not in compliance. That would be a big mistake by the Department of Justice. I don't think he's a hero. I believe he hurt our nation. He compromised the national security program designed to find out what terrorists were up to. So the Freedom Trail is not exactly China, Russia, Cuba, Venezuela. So I hope we'll chase him to the ends of the earth, bring him to justice, and let the Russians know there will be consequences if they harbor this guy.
Well, I was going to ask you about that, because the key decision over the next 24 hours has to be made by Moscow, Senator Graham. Should we put pressure on them right now? Hold them there.
Absolutely. If they want to be part of the world community, the WTO, they want a good relationship with the United States, they should hold this felon and send him back home for justice.
Senator Lee, are we basically helpless here as Ed Snowden thumbs his nose at the United States with the help of the Chinese and now apparently with the help of the Russians? And what if he goes to another country, whether it's Cuba or Iceland or someplace in South America?
Yeah, I don't know if I would use the word helpless, Chris, but we are in a precarious position here. But I think Mr. Snowden is also. Look, I've made no secret about the fact that I've got some concerns about much of what the NSA has been doing. But
how would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match there. But at night, it's a different world.
The Next Step and Good Day program, 23 and change after the hour. Our poll over the weekend, what was your favorite thing about summertime? This first day is now behind us by, what, three? We started summer officially on Friday. And so let's see what people said about their favorite thing. 53% of you who responded to the poll at DougStephan.com said it stays lighter so much later. 24% of you said the weather is so agreeable. 10% of you said you like the Beach Boys and other summer music. There you go. Let's see, 9% going to the pool or the beach, 5% cooking on the grill. And the poll today focuses on something that people will be talking about all day long. As a matter of fact, Evan, why don't you go to cut 276, which is a focus on the return of Twinkies. Here's host John Caldera talking about the news that Twinkies are going to be back on the store shelves sometime next month. Woo-hoo!
Twinkies will return. I'm here to let you know. AP reports that Hostess is betting on a sweet comeback for Twinkies when they return to the shelves next month. Yay, yeah. This is, you know, there would be the equivalent of VJ Day and VE Day, you know, that great picture of the sailor kissing the nurse. We ought to have a parade like that. The company went bankrupt after its fight with all of its union workers and it went out of business. Well, it's now up and running under new owners and a leaner, non-union, I'm guessing, structure. And it plans to have Twinkies and other snack cakes back on the shelves starting July 15th. Oh. AP reports, based on the outpouring of nostalgia sparked by its demise, Hostess is expecting a blockbuster return next month for Twinkies and other sugary treats such as cupcakes and donuts. Is that what they're called? Donuts? The company says the cakes will taste the same, but that the boxes will now bear a tagline, quote, "The sweetest comeback in the history of ever." Oh, that's pretty cool. The sweetest comeback in the history of ever. How do you not like that? Remember, it filed for Chapter 11 early 2012. Workers blame their troubles on years of mismanagement, so it's mismanagement, as well as failure for the executives to invest in brands, keeping up with changing tastes. You don't change Twinkies. You don't change the pinstripes on the Yankees uniform. You leave Twinkies alone.
I don't know where that... Kenny, what do we know about this guy, John Caldera? Where did he come from? I've heard his name before. I think we've used a few cuts of his before, but whew.
He's in Denver.
Is he? Yeah. Good luck to him and the Marines. Somebody maybe needs to give him a cup of coffee or something. At any rate, the story about Twinkies is kind of fun. The fact that they're coming back again. I don't know anybody in my circle. Every once in a while when I really want to be bad, I go back to those thrilling days of yesteryear when I used to have Hostess cupcakes, those orange cupcakes with a squiggle on the top and cream-filled that are just all sugar. I remember every day after I got out of school, I used to go, there was a little market on Union Avenue in Framingham, Massachusetts, where I grew up. I would go from there over to the football field, but on my way, I would make sure I stopped and bought two Hostess cupcakes. And they were 10 cents. I remember two of them for 10 cents. Maybe it was the sugar high that got me to perform better during the course of the day, but it was actually kind of cool. And those are but Twinkies never did anything for me. And all those other things, the ding-dongs and whatever it is that came from that era, an era gone by. That's why they don't do so well. I have to make them healthier. 28 after the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. What's the latest trend in travel apps? It's something called ride-sharing. That's where you can catch a ride with someone else instead of paying for an expensive taxi ride. It sounds great, but is it legal? One service, called Sidecar, lets you use an app to find a ride, driven by a local in their own vehicle. At the end of the ride, you pay a donation, not a fare. Some cities, like Austin, Texas, have cracked down on this service, saying they're not commercially licensed. Seattle has come down on another rideshare program called Lyft. There was a similar case in California, where the agency that oversees taxis and limos imposed a fine on several rideshare companies. But they came to an agreement, and that translates into good news for you. The services now have to provide $1 million in excess liability insurance or guarantees. Drivers now have to go through a vetting process, so not just anyone can get behind the wheel. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy. Come into an AT&T store today to test push-to-talk that's truly instant.
How instant?
This instant.
How about now?
Yep, still that instant. Come in to test AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk for yourself. And for a limited time, ask about getting a free device for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service, when you upgrade your business. AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk. One push, and you'll know. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free device and no activations only requires two-year commitment to eligible plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton.
cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
About 33 after the hour on the Monday Doug Staff and Good Day program. Back to Mr. Snowden in a moment. Just sort of a countdown-ish feel to it. This program used to be, at this hour, we used to call it the countdown. It was a little more formal approach, but I like the idea of being able to listen in to hosts. The countdown program airs every weekend, 3 hours on many of these same stations, a list of the top 10 items, the most popular talk radio issues that are being discussed. And as Ken Kessler monitors and puts together this hour, monitoring a lot of these programs around the country, it still makes for good fodder for conversation. Thus, sometimes a lot of attention paid to one or two, sometimes three items in this hour. 888-302-3684. We're talking about Mr. Snowden. But I was interested to catch up on all the flack, Kenny, that NPR is getting for their fancy new facilities in Washington. There's a story this morning's Washington Post about their new facility. They have a big new, I remember the old facility, which I thought was pretty good in comparison to what most of us work in, the conditions most of us work in. My studio facilities, although we have all of the state-of-the-art equipment, aren't necessarily palatial, don't need it to be that way. But this new facility has soaring ceilings. They have a wellness center for everybody that's open 24 hours a day, a gourmet cafe with a chef that's open 24 hours a day. This is a non-profit enterprise. And so the next time you hear a begathon with somebody on the air, I listen to a lot of the NPR stuff. I think it's better than many of the commercial programs that are on the air. But they always around, they're always looking for money. They have public funds as well as private money. And so, as you can imagine, the people who are competing against them, for example, the other broadcasters in Washington that are doing news and talk and that kind of stuff, refer to it as a news palace. And the question asked by the fellow who runs WTOP in Washington is, they need taxpayer dollars for this? They have done what they usually do. They're arrogant. They're basically, you're talking Putin sticking a pencil in our eye. These people do the same thing. They come around looking for money, and then they spend it like this. It's pretty damned outrageous. When you look at the amount of money that they get from the taxpayer, how many of you spend your year working, paying taxes to the government, and then you see what NPR has done with the extra added benefit of $180 million a year they get for radio, and $400 million a year for television. They don't need it. I've always said they don't need it. It should be one of the first things in the line item budget to be scratched. Anyway, so I thought you'd get a kick if you didn't know it. It doesn't take away from the fact they do very good programs, but they don't. It's the arrogance of having access to that money. We have to have this money, or we're going to go off the air. Nonsense. 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, back to Mr. Assange. I'm saying that sort of the two of them, peas in a pod, Snowden and Assange working together. Snowden, when he explained why he wanted to leave the U.S. in the interview that was in The Guardian, said, quote, "I don't want to live in a society that does the sorts of things that I've been monitoring. I don't want to live in a world where everything I do and say is recorded." And there are a lot of you who feel the same way. So we have a real, as we do with many issues in this country, a real divide. A lot of people think Snowden has done a great service. I don't know whether I'd say it was a great service, but I think that having access to all this information is not a bad thing, frankly. So, and thanks for the work he's done. He's been charged with theft of government property, unauthorized communication of national defense information, and willful communication of classified communications intelligence. Each of those charges carries a 10-year prison sentence. So now he's been extradited, or at least there have been requests. Hong Kong said no. He took an Aeroflot flight to Moscow. And from Moscow to Havana, he's going to take another Aeroflot flight. And so then he's going to go, apparently, to Ecuador. For those of you who don't know, he grew up in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, moved to Maryland. Let's see. He describes himself, I think you're going to kick out of this, Kenny, as a less than stellar student. He studied computing at Maryland Community College, got the necessary credits to get a high school diploma, but he never finished the course. Joined the U.S. Army, began training with the Special Forces in 2003. He was discharged after he both of his legs were broken. First job as the NSA was a security guard for one of the agency's secret facilities, the University of Maryland. He worked IT security at the CIA, and then he rose quickly through the intelligence ranks, and nobody quite knows why or how. Let's see if we can get a little information on that background from a conversation George Stephanopoulos had on This Week on ABC with NSA Director General Keith Alexander.
Do you understand why the system did not blink red in a way that could prevent Snowden from leaving Hawaii in the first place with those secrets?
No, I don't. It's clearly an individual who's betrayed the trust and confidence we had in him. This is an individual who is not acting, in my opinion, with noble intent. And when you think about what our mission is, I want to jump into that because I think it reflects on the question you're asking. You know, my first responsibility to the American people is to defend this nation. And when you think about it, defending the nation, let's look back at 9/11 and what happened. The intel community failed to connect the dots in 9/11. And much of what we've done since then were to give us the capabilities, and this is the business record FISA, what's sometimes called Section 215, and the FAA 702, two capabilities that help us connect the dots. The reason I bring that up is that these are two of the most important things from my perspective that helps us understand what terrorists are trying to do. And if you think about that, what Snowden has revealed has caused irreversible and significant damage to our country and to our allies. When on Friday, we pushed to Congress over 50 cases where these contributed to the understanding and, in many cases, disruption of terrorist plots.
All right, but we've gone around and around this. He keeps talking, this guy doesn't sound that smart to me. At any rate, the essence of what they've done, they keep talking about that, done us irreparable harm. Have we stopped some terrorist activity because of this? Apparently, yes. And I'm not going to dispute that one way or another. There's, I'm sure, some examples. And I asked for a week before we got, and so did everybody else, that had the cojones to say, okay, well, you say that this is something that was bad for us. How is it bad for us? Explain. Tell us what you did as a result of the information you got from all this spying that helped save lives in America. So they've put forth, they've brought out, what, Kenny, 10 or 11 examples of things that might have happened had we not been able to listen in. But I think more specifically, listening to conversations of general Americans, and that, under the circumstances, has to be defined a little bit better. Why would you? I was listening in the airport yesterday on my way to Kansas City to a couple of ladies that were older who said, I don't know what's wrong with this country. I don't have anything to hide. I don't mind. And this is national. This is an emergency. We better take care of this. Somebody should shoot this guy for letting all of these horrible secrets out. What's this terrible? My God, this country. What is it? Just basically understanding the ignorance of that point of view, and I'm saying that lovingly, although calling somebody ignorant never sounds very loving. It just that the people get into these pat points of view, and around we go. The essence of what we know about what's going on versus what they use, it's all back to the Patriot Act. It's all back to September 11th. It's all back to the terrorists winning, as far as I'm concerned. So what am I missing here?
The way I feel about it, I'm glad to know this information. I really don't like the way that Snowden did it.
Yeah.
It seems like he got into this job with this in mind and stole the information and made his plans to go to Hong Kong. And then, he says he's doing this for the betterment of America, but he's, you know, talking about spying that the NSA is doing on Americans is one thing, but then going to Hong Kong and saying that the U.S. is hacking your computers and then telling China something else and then going to Russia and now he's going to Cuba and then Venezuela, it really looks bad.
All right, so there are two stories here as far as I'm concerned. One of them is Snowden and the saga around him. And whether he ought to have done the dirty deed or done it the way that he did it, that's one. But the other story is the surveillance itself. And you look at headline after headline, Kenny, U.S. spy chief defends surveillance. Obama defends mass surveillance. U.S. confirms phone records collection. I want to know how much these people know. And if I'm targeted, I want to know why I'm targeted. If somebody's listening to my phone, I'm not doing anything that's against the betterment of the United States. People can say, yes, you are. You're saying Snowden is a hero. I think we asked when it first happened whether he was a hero or a hogwart or something, whatever. A hero or a hemorrhoid. I think that's how we put it. The guy is, he's one aspect of this, and he apparently is someone that maybe has questionable motives. That put aside, the fact that we now know what's going on and the fact that maybe this technology isn't all as great, there are two ways of, I think, breaking this down. Either the technology isn't that great and it doesn't do a good job of sifting through whatever it is monitoring and therefore is monitoring my phone calls and your phone calls and everybody else's phone calls. It isn't a point whether you have something to hide or not. You don't understand the Constitution. You don't understand freedom if you have that point of view. You're ignorant to, and that's why I use the term ignorant, you're ignorant to what the realities are of how the system is supposed to work according to what's down in words. This isn't the way it's supposed to be. And so I'm annoyed that somebody's listening to my conversations. I don't want somebody knowing what I'm doing with my girlfriend tonight, or what my business plans are to get on a radio station that may be occupied by another competitor. Why should they have that information? They shouldn't have that information. They should have access to it. If I am a bona fide risk or a problem, then that's one thing. Then you monitor what I'm doing. I'm not either of those two things. I may be a problem for them because I won't shut up about this. But other than that, I'm not a problem to the future of this country. And they have no damn business listening to my calls or monitoring my email. Period. So if you have a reflection on that, you're welcome to share it with us. 888-302-3684 or follow us on twitter.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show. And we'll continue. I think we've had enough of this. Spend some time on the immigration debate, which has heated up over the last week or 10 days as well. That's up next here on Good Day.
America, it's time to wake up. to more value. Join America's Best Value Inn's Free Value Club. Not only will you get 15% off your next stay, a room upgrade, and late checkout when available, but you'll get access to hundreds of discounts for theme parks, movies, shopping, dining, and more. Register online at americasbestvalueinn.com. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, it's time to wake up to more value. Only at America's Best Value Inn.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now, through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie, Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
Because Kate switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her purse wants to do some cartwheels. Maybe three or four in a row. But it can't. It's a purse. It doesn't have the hand-eye coordination for cartwheeling. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice some extra cash, you'll know your purse wants to do some cartwheels. But remember, it can't. Because purses don't cartwheel. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This report is brought to you by CoverGirl. Keeping up with the latest fashion trends can be hard to do with so many different styles to choose from, but one look is setting the fashion industry on fire. Jen Chamberlain is a beauty trends expert at Procter & Gamble.
The flaming femme look is inspired by fire. It's a color palette that goes from flame to ashes, and it has hues of fiery red, pink, cool gray, and blues. Women can set their summer look on fire with a flaming femme trend. You can blend blazing colors and smooth liner to customize your flaming femme look.
It's inspired by CoverGirl's new Flamed Out product line, which includes mascaras and shadow puffs and pencils. Get the complete look exclusively at Ulta Beauty. To celebrate the new line, CoverGirl is offering a special buy one, get one 50% off deal at Ulta Beauty, one of the nation's largest beauty retailers. The offer is valid through Friday, June 28th. For more, visit CoverGirl.com. I'm Martha Padilla.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With a bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I can put my money to work.
Find out more about open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work as Hard as I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company affiliates.
Tech Staffing's Good Day program. Okay, a focus on immigration. Number of the Sunday morning programs talking about where the bill is at the moment. Here's a radio host named Sue Jeffers who went on and on and on about the Gang of Eight's immigration bill being a horrible bill, and she says it needs to be killed.
Another bill that they're working on out in Washington, D.C. is a horrible bill that has to be killed, and that is their so-called comprehensive immigration bill. This is the 844-plus page bill by the Gang of Eight, and let me tell you, there is nothing conservative about this bill. It should never happen. It is plain and simple about amnesty. 6 out of 10 Americans believe border security should be the number one priority, even more so than amnesty for illegal aliens. We are seeing a lot of crazy information coming out about this bill. Yes, it grants amnesty to some 11 million people. Yes, it puts the illegal aliens in front of the legal, law-abiding people who followed the rules, came here the way they were supposed to come, supposed to apply for citizenship and followed that path. Is that path path too expensive and too long and too, yeah, burdensome? Yeah, yeah, it is. There are things we can do. This immigration bill that they are considering now is not it. The fiscal costs to the taxpayer are astronomical.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You guys, the Food Network announced that it is firing celebrity chef Paula Deen after she admitted to using racial slurs. Yep, she defended herself saying she was born 60 years ago in a different time. Then other 60-year-olds were like, no, you're just racist. That's what I heard. We were born then, too.
All right, so there's Jimmy Fallon laughing about Paula Deen's racist comment. Her career basically imploded on Friday after news hit the wires that she had admitted during a deposition to using the N-word in the past and issuing two written apologies. She scheduled an interview with the Today Show to explain herself and then promptly bailed, citing exhaustion. Later in the afternoon, she issued two ill-conceived video apologies, which didn't help her case at all. Late Friday, the Food Network announced that they would not renew her contract once it expires next month. She released a statement thanking the network for 11 great years, adding, quote, because of the gift the Food Network gave me, I've had the pleasure of being allowed into so many homes across the country. But then she's got other gigs that have fallen apart. Actually, the apology that was aired, it's kind of interesting input in and of itself. So we have the audio from Paula Deen's apology video. And let's listen to that, and then you can share your thoughts on Facebook, Twitter, or email to Doug@DougStephan.com. Here's Paula Deen.
I was invited this morning to speak with Matt Lauer about a subject that has been very hurtful for a lot of people. And Matt, I have to say, I was physically not able this morning. The pain has been tremendous that I have caused to myself and to others. And so I'm taking this opportunity now that I've pulled myself together and am able to speak to offer an apology to those that I have hurt. I want people to understand that my family and I are not the kind of people that the press is wanting to say we are. I've spent the best of 24 years to help myself and others. your color of your skin, your religion, your sexual preference does not matter to me. But it's what in the heart, what's in the heart, and my family and I try to live by that. And I am here to say I am so sorry. I was wrong. Yes, I've worked hard and I've made mistakes, but that is no excuse. And I offer my sincere apology to those that I have hurt, and I hope that you forgive me, because this comes from the deepest part of my heart, and I will continue to work and continue to do good things for good people. Thank you for listening.
All right. So I don't know whether I've never been. She's been on my program a couple of times. I've never been impressed with her. I didn't care for her approach. There was something about her that doesn't strike a bell with me. Now, having said that, I'm looking at some of the other things, the other complaints. The Atlantic Journal saying today that former Paula Deen employees are filing discrimination suits against her today. A former black cook says she referred to him as her little monkey. Another black employee said when he complained, he was told, "You don't have any civil rights here." I mean, this all sounds, the way that she's presented or the way that she's come across, she wasn't really fired for what she did. She just didn't have her contract renewed. Same at QVC, probably. But here's the thing that really is kind of a kicker. There's an old interview that's showed up, video of a conversation from last year in which Paula Deen discusses how hard it was for her grandfather to lose his slaves. That's probably not going to help her too much. Here's Taco's Bob Franz, who's not sure why she's apologizing.
Listening to that woman grovel and beg and plead for forgiveness from people that she has not wronged. Begging for forgiveness for something she may have said. Now, mind you, she has not been accused of a crime. Certainly hasn't been accused of a hate crime. She didn't go on national television and start using the N-word and dropping F-bombs and being a foul-mouthed, bigoted, you-know-what. She had to admit in a deposition of a lawsuit, that she has in her past used slurs and told off-color jokes.
All right, so is that a crime? This is an example of the news media being a bit out of control, I think. Although she's not the brightest person in the world, obviously, for having gone down the street. Anyway, a lot of her fans have shown support for her, so she'll probably show up someplace. She can become a next internet sensation.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about, because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn, and man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696, or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.